despise it, the word of God shall be destroyed. But he has a positive that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. So naturally, despising the Lord's will be an inverted outcome. In Mark 7, 7 through 8, we see Jesus counseling against fault when he said, "Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men." We can see that those admonitions that the Lord gave the American Christians have been completely ignored today. Consider as I lay down this premise what Alexander Hamilton, a major force and champion of the United States Constitution, stated during the conception of this country. "For my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Also consider Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, when he said, concerning the Constitution, "I am satisfied that it is as much the work of divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." So here we see that these men believed our country was established by the divine, and this comes from just two of the 55 witnesses from the founding era of this country. Now let me propose a question to you, if you will. What if you were traveling from point A to point B and did not follow the instructions of a map to get you to your destination? That would be foolish, would it not? Yet this is exactly what politicians and the people of this country today are guilty of allowing. And the obvious results are that the country is way off course. What if, while playing some sort of game, you fail to follow the rules of that game? How could it be played? Not only that, but now you have allowed the instruction manual to be removed and have allowed others to make up rules outside of its original design and intended purpose. Again, I ask you, how could it be played out properly? How could there be a lawful winner and a loser? How much more when it comes to our representative and limited government in casting off the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution concerning our lawful rights and freedoms? If we remove the manual, the Word of God, and the founding documents, it will never come to the intended end for which it was designed or purposed, now would it? So it is. We cannot give ourselves to changing the instruction manual and expect a lawful result. This must not happen, and yet, my friends, it has. Friends, what's at stake here is your God-given freedoms in contrast to the ill designing of man's insidious methods of cunning to enslave. These corrupt men of today have been allowed to take upon themselves the position of what belongs only to the Lord and its original inspired designers. And if replaced, which it currently has been, only works for them and what it is that they see fit for their own gain and control over your lives. Outside of the fact that the Christian church has departed from the authority of Scripture, one faith, it now has over 45,000 denominations worldwide. I believe that it's safe to say that they have now given their allegiance over to man in contrast to the Lord's directives found within His instruction manual, His Word. So goes the church, so goes the government. When it comes to the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law as a constitutional republic, man, having allowed the instruction manual of our forefathers to be replaced, has now become a democracy, which now has over 101 unconstitutional parties. The United States Constitution states in Article 4, Section 4, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government."
Here we go.
"With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to pull up gubernatorial candidate Mike Lindell with us again. And this time around, friends, ask me. Come on, somebody ask me, why is it that you want to have Mike on again? I want to have Mike on again because I see what they're doing to Mike. And I've been in that position several times. You have the mainstream media attacking and conjuring up stories about you. And it's absolutely wonderful when somebody actually sees through it, takes the time out, and asks the person the truth of the matter on the radio so the people can decide for themselves rather than listening to the lies that they're being inundated with by the mainstream media. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to pull them up in just a couple minutes here. And by the way, if anybody wants to go ahead and put a question to Mike, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just have Don at BBS Radio in Texas there. Just pull the question up for me so I can read it off. I'm not going to be able to answer the phone call while we have Mike on there, but I can see the questions that you will have for him. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms and you're listening to us from one of the affiliates across the country, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com. 8 to 10 articles from contributors all over the country every day of the week that are in the culture war, bringing about the answers and making reference to the law that condemns the crime, not just merely highlighting the problem without giving you the resolve. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 31 years in the state of Minnesota and the United States of America. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Subscribe to these pages. Also check us out at beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, that call-in number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. We practice which we preach. And we hold the truth in righteousness and not in unrighteousness by saying we don't believe and then acting upon what we say we don't believe in. Now, that's hypocrisy, and we're not going to be a part of that lot. So I do want to give you a heads up. This Friday, we're going to be at KHNC 1360 AM, 10th Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th at 6:30 p.m., Now, what's going to go down, I don't quite know, but what I do know is there's going to be enough room for 150 people. That's it. 150 people. So if you would like to jump in, you better get there a little bit early. Again, it's at the KHNC 1360 AM event. I will be there. It is 10th Street Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado, August 14th, 2026 at 6:30. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair. We just got a lot going on, folks. This is what we should be doing. This is not only talk radio. This is do radio, right? Show me your faith by your works, right? James 2:14 through 26. That's what we're doing. But we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair from August 27th to Labor Day, September 7th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm just thinking about all the work that's going into this right now. August 27th to Labor Day, September 7th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And so again, with that, we've got much coming. We also are going to be at the Civic Center in Princeton, Minnesota, Saturday, September 19th. I see we got some phone calls coming up on the BBS radio. I don't know what that's all about, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? Okay, we'll just go ahead and pass on that. I don't know why nobody's picking up the phones down there in Texas. But with that said, friends, just so you know, please call back in about 1 minute, post your questions, and I'll get to Mike in just a moment with that as well. I wanted to show you something here before we get to this. And throughout the show, concerning the time allotted with Mike, what we're going to do is we're just going to pepper topics. We're just going to highlight some of the topics in which we are having to deal with in this country. One of them is understanding that there is a Somalian fraud, not in just in the state of Minnesota, that's been revealed, Luke 12:2, but it's also happening in Ohio. We're also seeing the same thing in New York. We've seen the same thing in California. Well, we're starting to see this in Seattle as well. And I want to show you how they're responding, just to show you how brazen they become in their crimes against the people of this country. This is a Seattle mayor. She is a lesbian. She's the first lesbian mayor. And what she wants you to know is she's just refusing, bold-facedly, friends, to answer any of the questions whatsoever.
Up on the fraud claims either to the Department of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs or SPD?
No.
What have you done in those regards?
Yeah. So we're working on that. So we have conversations going on with the departments. And yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't think it needs to be explained why it's problematic to have random people showing up to daycares. I mean, I think the fear in the Somali community is real. The fear in immigrant communities are real. So we're taking that very seriously.
Along those lines, have you asked anyone to follow up on the fraud claims either to the Department of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs or SPD?
No.
Look at that. Look at that, friends.
As far as you're concerned right now, there's no reason to suggest there's any sort of fraud.
This whole issue is not really about fraud, right? It's about dividing and conquering. It's about making an immigrant community a target.
Yeah. An immigrant community a target. Like for this, for example, in the state of Minnesota, it has been about 100 of the individuals that have been busted with this massive fraud taking place in the state here. 98 of them have been Somalians. So it's an issue of attacking a group of people. This is an issue of dividing and conquering the American people. No, friends. The only place that it's dividing and conquering is in the sense of enforcing the law and condemning the wicked and to justify the righteous, the purpose of government, which is found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So what this, whatever you want to call her, this installed individual, this Seattle mayor, saying that she refuses to investigate Somalian fraud because it's the people of America attacking the Somalians. I want to put it clear so that you might understand, friends, crystal clear, again, that you might understand that this is not an attack on the Somalians. This is an issue of the Somalians attacking the people of the state of Minnesota, Ohio, New York, California. We're seeing it in Texas as well. So let's put this into perspective and keep it in context. That's one of the things that the mainstream media does not like to do. We're going to come right back on the other side, and we are going to go ahead and bring up Mike Lindell with us. So again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Again, Mike will be right on the other side with us in just a moment.
Good. there are other people like us out here?
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to Content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. Changed my life.
Content is all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Okay, it looks like we're going to be going here, guys. We got some phone issues right now, but go ahead and recall in. If you want to leave a message for Mike, go ahead and post it. I will give those questions over to Mike. So without further ado, friends, what we're going to do is pull up our friend Mike Lindell, who's running for the gubernatorial candidate in the state of Minnesota. And Mike, I just really want to throw at you really quick here, if you don't mind. The whole reason I'm pulling you up for the third time is because I see what the mainstream media is doing here. I see how they're trying to put words in your mouth. If that doesn't work, they're conjuring things up. I just seen an interview with you and Kendall Qualls with PBS, and I seen what the said useful idiot was trying to inundate or imply concerning the things that you're responsible for. So I wanted to pull you up in all fairness because I know exactly what it feels like sitting in that position, not running for the governorship, but for doing the right thing. And those that you expect better of seems to be more than not the very ones that are used to come up against you. So I'm more than happy to pull you up again, my friend, and I appreciate your efforts. And I appreciate you for standing in the middle of the fire where there's very far and few between that are willing to do so. So welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on again. Absolutely.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, one of the things I want to throw at you first and foremost is, again, just coming down to the state of Minnesota and just seeing what's going on here, because what I'm seeing is the said GOP, they're kind of gathering themselves together against you, Mike. Did you expect that that was going to be the playbook on their part, or did you think that or feel that they were going to embrace you in the process?
Well, I didn't think they would embrace me. They ignored me since I announced. They said because I wasn't going to honor the endorsement, their pick, they've been against me since day one. But what's really surprised me here is their endorsement of Kendall Qualls, they haven't got behind him. I talked to Kendall, and it's just they're all behind Lisa Damoth, who, as you know, what happened up at the convention up in Duluth when the voting machines went down, and then they say, oh, you can go ahead and break your promise, Lisa, and run anyway. Most of the attacks and everything have come from the Lisa Damoth camp, 99%, I would say, starting with the Star and Tribune, the GOP, and Chair Alex Plekish, and that, I guess, that surprised me. That they didn't. They're not even behind their own GOP pick. So.
Do you feel that you're a threat to the establishment that they're propping up? Is that why you suspect they're attacking you in such a way?
100%. I mean, they wanted Lisa was their pick from last November. I think she announced November 2nd. She right away, they said, we're going to go get the president's endorsement, which I'm going, how are they going to do that? I was probably sitting with him at the time. I'm going, oh, yeah, we've already talked to him. Another thing that the Lisa camp, it's just all establishment. What happened in Duluth was a little miracle there where they didn't end up picking her. The delegates did. And remember, the GOP endorsement, everybody, the establishment candidate, has happened since 1994, 32 years. They haven't won in 24 years. But they are desperate. They are very desperate because they don't, they see I'm ahead in all the polls. They even did this. They put on your cashier in Poly Market, the betting lines. Somebody put $600,000 on Lisa Damoth yesterday or late the day before, which flips it, the betting lines, and then it looks like she's winning in the polls. Mm-hmm. That's just a gambling poll. But then they put it out there like advertising, like, look, at Lisa took the lead. No, she didn't. There's still the last poll that came out was KSTP of the people, and it was polling number one. Again, I mean, I polled number one in every real poll there is. So it's
You do understand, Mike, that Lisa Damoth, you do understand that she has family relations with the media down at the Star and Tribune, do you not?
Yeah, and you have Glenn Taylor behind her. The Star and Tribune has been, right now I would rate them as the worst paper in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I can say that because this goes back to, they were the first paper, their first outlet that attacked me when I first met Donald Trump in August of 2016, everybody. I was the media's darling, and I was the Star and Tribune's darling. Mike, how many more veterans are you hiring? Mike, how many more people have second chances? You're getting addicts second chances. Mike, while you're helping the homeless here in Minneapolis. Well, Mike, you're helping all the addicts. You're putting millions of dollars into Minneapolis-St. Paul. And when they heard that I had met Donald Trump, the media, the Star and Tribune attacked me relentlessly, and they've done so ever since. They've started all these rumors and started all these lies, and that goes from the little pillows to.
I want to get to that, but I do want to ask you first and foremost, Mike, just your thoughts concerning what we're talking about right now. You're running opponents, and I'm talking about Lisa Damoth. I don't know anything about her. I do know that we reached out to her. She didn't have the decency to actually respond. And of course, it shows you the disconnect between her and her constituents. But then it goes back to this. She's been there for how many years? And now she's going out to the people of the state of Minnesota, telling the people of the state of Minnesota, this is what she's going to do, and she's going to fix that, and she's going to fix this. But Mike, I'm right in saying this without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. She's been there for a long time, and she's never taken the time to do it while she's had the time to do it. What say you?
The best is this one. She said it numerous times. You know, a year ago, I knew about the fraud, and I set up a committee, but the Democrats stopped it from helping. Well, why didn't you tell the rest of us? We had to find out from Nick Shirley, from a independent reporter. You know, I'm sorry, Lisa. You should have yelled louder, or either that or you're lying. You're trying to act like you did something. And then it's interesting enough, this same Lisa Damoth, when Nick Shirley came to Minneapolis and found all that fraud, Lisa right away put out a report that, yes, I was behind, working with Nick Shirley. And Nick said, I don't even know who you are, lady.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is, This is politics at its best. Lisa, the stuff she's done or hasn't done, it's usually what they don't do. I mean, just because you have an R by your name, Lisa, we've had it in Minnesota. People are moving out. 100,000 people have left Minnesota under Governor Walz. 100,000 because they can't afford to live here anymore. And not only are we the highest tax or one of the highest tax in the nation, we've got fraud being shipped off to Somalia under Lisa's watch and under these, you know, you're not calling out these other, our attorney general or our governor. And you're the head of the Republican Party. You're our chair.
Yeah.
You know, this is just disgusting.
Mike, I can actually add to that, my friend. It's interesting because I was the one that rallied up. I was probably the one that rallied up the said representatives in the state of Minnesota and got them to draw up the articles of impeachment, not just with Walz, but also Ellison. Guess who impeded the way for impeachment and prosecution concerning the process? It was the said Republicans that put a stop to it. So this is what people need to know in the state of Minnesota. I got one more question for you concerning the first segment that we have you. KSTP just did a survey, USA poll. This is the headline. DeMuth, in striking distance of Lindell, Craig up in key demographic. And what's interesting, it's shrouded with confusion. Because when you go on to see, okay, what do you mean you're close? You're at a striking distance. It doesn't give any definition to that. It just throws more questions up in the air rather than solidifying the answers and the truth of the matter when it comes to polling. And then what it starts to talk about here, Mike, by the way, it doesn't even bring up Qual's name. It's just you and her now. But what's interesting about it is it just jumps on you and her, but it says nothing to answer the headline. What are the polls right now? What are they?
Yeah, well, on that particular poll, I'm up by 7, okay? And in the where I was ahead in every age group, and what did change is the 65 and older group. There was a 65 and older where she actually took the lead a little bit. But that group, everybody, and this last weekend, I sent out 2 million texts, emails, and social media posts to that group. There was a lot of questions they had and a lot of concerns of the lies coming out of the Star and Tribune that I believe moved that to Lisa's camp, that section, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're just basically getting the truth out now and we're getting them back.
Well, that's what I want to do is on the other side of this hard break, which is coming up on us momentarily, I want to go ahead and dispel some of those lies. And then if I have you for another segment after that, I'll just give you a free-for-all, Mike. But again, I wanted to pull you up on the show today and give you the opportunity to tell the people the truth of the matter. And dispelling the lies that are being thrown at you from the mainstream media. Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. The state, 5.9 million people in the state might say that they're sick and tired of it, but for some reason or another, when they're lied to, they sit there and say, well, what's the truth? Well, why don't you ask the person that's actually being accused of the lie once again? Because quite frankly, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, my friend. I truly am. So we'll get back to asking you some of those questions in just a moment here. And I'm getting a little bit of a delay, but I know it's going to be picking up. There it is right there. We're talking with gubernatorial candidate Mike Lindell right now, folks. If you got any questions, go ahead and call 281-845-4704. Have Texas post the question so I can propose him to Mike himself, okay? We'll be right back in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, Don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see your question up there, Barbara from Georgia. Just keep it posted for me and I will ask it when I get a moment to ask it, okay? Friends, if you're just joining us, we're talking with our friend Mike Lindell, running for the gubernatorial candidacy in the state of Minnesota, and the media is doing what the media does. And folks, I just want to say this. If you're putting into question the truth of the matter, I want you to understand that's why I tell you they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. That's why I say at the beginning of the show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 81% of you say you don't believe the mainstream media until they promulgate another lie. You got to stop and think about the fact of the matter. So that's why we brought Mike back up, and I'm going to pull him back up even now. Mike, let's get to this. I got you for another segment, hopefully another segment and a half. But I do want to ask you the question concerning one of the things that you just brought up a couple moments ago about the pillows. Now you're in trouble for throwing pillows out to your constituents. And a judge steps up to the plate and starts to say what you did was illegal. Help me understand this one, please.
Yeah, this is these little pillows, these go-anywhere pillows. They're in Minnesota. You can be, you have to be under $5. They're $4.90. We went to the commission. We went dotted the I's, crossed the T's, had our lawyers look at it in June, and we threw them out at parades, at numerous parades, and then of course our own, I believe it was our own GOP or whatever, somebody brought it out. This is all an attack from somebody's camp. And they said this could be a campaign violation.
Yeah.
Well, then we get before a judge, and all the judge said was it could be. So it's going to go to a panel. Here's the bottom line, everybody. The worst case scenario, even if it was a campaign violation, but it's not, they said the pillows were $34.95. That was the biggest lie ever told. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get these if they buy the quantity that we bought for $4.90. And when I reached out to the commission, I said even Amy Klobuchar could buy them for that, right? Anyway, the most you could get is a $5,000 fine. It has nothing to do with whether you can run or not or whether you can be governor of the state of Minnesota. So what they're trying to twist this is, you know, Mike violated a campaign violation. Boy, this is going to go to court. This could be something really big. Are you kidding me? This is disgusting. You have Huggies for cans. You have T-shirts, everything. They've been doing it forever. Frisbee, you name it, has been given out at these parades. And what they're doing to attack me was just to put doubt in people's heads. Wow. In fact, the headlines were, you know, if he violates this campaign, you know, the Democrats are going to come out with that. He might not even be eligible. He might be off the ballot. I mean, this is the narrative they're putting out. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the establishment. Those that are propping up the establishment, they're afraid of someone outside of the establishment to come in and pull down all their little blocks that they put up. Exactly what's transpiring right in front of our faces. And I've seen it for a long time, so this is nothing new. Mike, one of the lies that was perpetrated against you was the amnesty, where they had put words in your mouth. Can you explain what they said that you said, and then explain and share with the people as to what you actually said?
Well, yeah, what the amnesty thing came from the Washington Examiner on a day I was heading to an event here in Minnesota to speak. And what was talked about to them was, hey, we have 54,000 illegals in Minnesota that Waltz gave these ID cards to, okay? And then we also have employers that are employing these illegals to the tune of cheating us out of $1.5 billion a year, taxpayers in Minnesota. And then we have 1,400 illegals costing us $159,000 a year per illegal. So it's about $170 million a year it's costing us taxpayers. This was talked to the Washington Examiner. What I said was, I said, you know, we could take 6 months maybe and bring these guys in to be fingerprinted so we know who they were and get them in the system. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. There was no amnesty. We already have these 54,000 he gave these ID cards for. And I was saying, and cooperate with ICE and have them come and pick up these ones that are in our prisons like other states have done, so you don't have to go door to door like what happened in Minneapolis with the tragedies, right? So anyway, that being said, they grabbed the six-month thing, the headline in the Washington Examiner, Mike Lindell wants amnesty, or, you know, something about amnesty. Now, here was a mistake that most people don't know. What I did then is I'm going on that stage, my social media gal put up a six-month amnesty question mark, like it was sarcasm. Find the truth here, right? To go to my plan on my website where we're going to get rid of 1,400 of them immediately. And they, so by putting up this meme with the question mark, your mind didn't really see the question mark, and it just kind of confirmed to people, well, Mike really does want amnesty. It was a dumb mistake on our social media gal's part by putting question mark, see the truth here. And that was you couldn't ask for a bigger mistake. I got off the stage where I was in Minnesota. I went and I looked, I go, you know what? You can't even see the question mark. And I deleted it immediately. I'm not for amnesty. I've never been for amnesty, and I never will be for amnesty. You're talking about a guy that went to the inner cities of Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, all these places, and talked to legal citizens there and said, what's your biggest problem you have with the Democrats? And they go, because the illegals are taking all our resources, yep, including our jobs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be protecting the jobs here in Minnesota. I'm going to make these employers that are hiring them, they're going to go to jail and they're going to lose their business license. That's what I'm talking about.
I believe when you say stuff like that, Mike, I'm just projecting, but that's my vernacular as well. When you look for justice, which guards our liberties, that scares the establishment because they're both sides. It's a uniparty system where they're both a part of the problem in the first place. So they know that that includes them if Mike does get into office. And again, another question, let's segue or piggyback right off that last point that you made concerning amnesty. Now, where does that play into part when it comes to residents in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, they went after me. They went after me for not being a resident in Minnesota. You have to be a resident 6 months before the general, a year before the general election, which is coming up in November. A year ago, I turned in the Minnesota GOP last December. When I came here, the first day was August 10th of 2025. That's when I switched my paychecks over to pay Minnesota taxes, our very high income tax here we pay, which I want to get rid of. And so I could have waited six more months, but I said, you know, I'm coming here. I'm a resident here. I'm going to pay it and start early. And so I started August 10th. Then in September of 2025, I went and got my license right here in Chaska, Minnesota, and I registered to vote that day. Both of them. I had to show my passport, my residence, my pay stubs, all of these things, a utility bill. And then the Star and Tribune, the worst paper in the United States, came out with an article that I wasn't registered to vote here. I sent them proof that I was registered and I am a resident here, and they didn't apologize. They doubled down. They doubled down along with our party here. They said, here's what they said. Alec Plec has sent a letter to the Secretary of State. You know, there's questions surrounding Mike Lindell's residency or not here in Minnesota. You know what, everybody? He might not be able to, if he wins this primary, the Democrats, he might be discredited. Your vote will be wasted because Mike might not be eligible to run. The most sickest narrative ever put out. Mm-hmm. I was more okay with the ones they took out of my book, the Star and Tribune, and said I was had committed these crimes, but they left the one part out of the book that I happened to be in a jail in Las Vegas back in the day, so I couldn't have done the crime. They didn't put that part of my book out, right?
Yeah. Have you thought of lawfully retaliating concerning what they're doing here? Defamation, malicious intent, the list
goes
on.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens tomorrow night at the primary. You know, this is what they're doing is these lies, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and what they've done. You know, I'm not going to let them off the hook. I'll put it that way. You know, if they're doing that to me now, think what they're going to do to me and they say, well, Lisa Dama ties to Glenn Taylor. Whoever said Glenn Taylor's not part of the Uniparty and part of this horrible establishment, he could care less if it's a Democrat. You read his paper. It's the most communist paper in the whole country.
Yeah, they call it the Red Star.
Paper. Yeah. There's no worse than the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, everybody. And, you know, they're failing. Obviously, they're failing. But they still, people read the garbage every day, garbage in, garbage out. And it's right from Glenn Taylor and his.
And they'll tell you. They'll tell you it's the communist star. It's exactly what the people in the state of Minnesota say. And yet you see it in their hands while they're reading it. And then they're complaining about how they're being lied to, but they're the ones supporting those that are doing the lying. So, it's pretty crazy. What is your prediction for tomorrow? And do I have you for one more segment?
Yes, you have me for one more segment if you want, and no problem there. Tomorrow we're having a watch party. It'll be live streamed on LindellTV.com. Bradley, if I don't know where you're at, but you're welcome to come. We've invited media from everywhere, and we're going to have about, I guess, it's going to be downtown, everybody, downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work out because I'm a lightning rod myself, my friend. I was doing a lot of high schools in the state of Minnesota, and much of what they're doing to you right now is exactly what they were doing to us, covert-like. And I'll tell you what, that's a different story. That's over a cup of coffee. But I do have some questions I want to ask you on the other side. Let's get on the offensive concerning what you intend to do if you do become the governor. I have some questions for you up on the board right now. I got some down here as well. Live chatter asking questions and so on and so forth. So, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Mike Lindell. He's running for the gubernatorial candidacy in the state of Minnesota. And, folks, They're attempting to do their best to side to kick him to the rails, friends, in so many different ways by proposing lies to the people in the state. How do I know? Because they did it to me, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did.
Okay, is this
if you are looking for a
church
that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, send me a follow-up. That'd be great. Thank you.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's word has not changed.
What did Potty say?
The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
So you should have it on my phone. Where's my phone? Where's my phone?
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, the fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Social media platforms are there on the left side of the screen. Also, before it's news.com, top left side of that page. And we're talking to Mike Lindell, and I already see people taking shots, and that's okay. You know, people want me to pull out Mike and beat him up on, you know, invite him into my living room and beat him up on the radio. We're not doing that, friends.
That's I want to hear the tough questions, though.
Yeah, I'll give them to you. Mega continues. The grift continues. Whoa. That's one that's coming at you right now. Do you think that the Trump endorsement is helping you or hurting you?
It's helping huge, and I just sent out, it's basically he re-endorsed me. We're sending out over the last couple of days millions of text messages. I actually have his endorsement. I just reposted the new one that he did. He did it at an event we were at in Bedminster. Remember, everybody, when I got his endorsement, it jumped about, 10, 15 points. You know, absolutely it helps. And where it's going to help is there's a couple of different ways. One is to get people out to vote. In the 2020 election and the 2024 election, almost 450,000 people did not vote in the 2022 election that voted in the other two. We reached out to those president supporters, Donald Trump supporters, to get out and vote for me and get out and get the vote in. This is very important. Now for this, now when you get to the general election, obviously to get everybody behind us here, but also I will be doing my own campaigning and kind of think of it as a, with the common sense solutions that I already put on my website, that's going to help all people. I did a thing, Bradley, a few years ago with the president when we were campaigning. I made a commercial, and it was to flip Democrats. And this guy goes, Mike, do you know how much it costs per person to flip a Democrat? I said, I could care less. If I make a commercial strong enough to flip a Democrat, the independents, you can blow them over with a feather. This is my whole campaign. I know marketing. And yes, to answer your question, of course President Trump's endorsement helps.
Okay, so I wanted to kind of throw something at you with that, because when I look at that whole scenario, Mike, with Trump back and behind all of this, is there any strings attached? I mean, people always want to know, is there handlers? Is there someone behind you pulling strings? People are always going to suspect that and always ask the question. So can you answer that? Is there any strings attached to the endorsement?
Will the president endorse me? With absolutely no strings attached, everybody. When I asked him, or when I told him I was going to run on December 8th of last year, 2025, I called him up. He takes my calls. This will be a big advantage with having friends with the President of the United States to help run our state. Say, have you seen problems? Having access to this, and also access to all the governors that are really good friends of mine. Hey, have you ever had a problem? Like this. But, as far as the endorsement, I didn't ask him for his endorsement in December. I wanted it to be based on merit, not on our friendship. When he endorsed me, it took me by surprise. It was maybe 3-4 weeks ago or a month ago now, and I was here at my office, and I was getting texts from people going, hey, did you see the president just endorsed you? And his endorsement, what you have seen out there, everybody, on True Social, and also if you go to our website, when we had a fundraiser, which was already scheduled before he endorsed me in Bedminster, you see that's as much as I have seen or talked to him since then. There's no, I'm going to endorse you if there's this, if you do this or this.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. He knows, by the way, he knows you. Do we agree on everything? No. But that's why him and I, as we became such good friends and talking back and forth with different stuff over the last 5 years, or more than that, I guess.
Yeah.
He'll ask me for my perspective. You know, guys, realize the first time Donald Trump ever invited me to meet him in the summer of 2016, he invited me because he wanted to know how it was making stuff in the USA. Is it working? And to get my view on it, an entrepreneur from Minnesota, next addict. To answer the question, no, there's no strings. And anyone that says anything like grifting or anything of that, I think I approved that. I spent $80 million trying to secure our elections in this country. I'll never back down. I don't back down to anyone or any person. And I only have one fear, and that's fear of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 16:16, in departing from iniquity. With that also, let me just go back and ask my question. So with Trump, when it comes to that, is there any weight coming from him in the sense of helping you establish what it is that you mean to establish here, where it's working in favor of you rather than people suspecting that you're being dictated, or as I initially proposed to you in question, is there any strings attached? So in other words, he's calling you, asking you what you would do rather than the other way around where people would suspect that's what's going on.
Oh, no. It's both ways. I mean, we've done, when I meet him in D.C., it's like, here's things that I believe that you should do or that would help all people. One thing I brought him was the employee retention credits, that he solved that problem when I brought it to him for nationwide, in one day. I mean, so I'm able to bring him our concerns from Minnesota. It's not the other way around. He'll bring, if he brings me to me, he might say, what do you think the people are thinking? This was back before he was president again, when he kept getting attacked and attacked, going, sir, they've seen through the media now. And I said, God uses all things for good for those who believe. And as they keep attacking you, sir, and they doing these things in Minnesota, all this craziness we have here in Minnesota, like bringing little dolls, you change the genitals on in schools. People are seeing through, going, this is the craziest stuff ever brought forward.
Oh, it's criminal. It's felonious activity is what it is. But
right,
go ahead.
Right. The way I see this working when I'm in there as governor is I'll be able to have the president of the United States one phone call away saying, hey, we got problems here. One of the things we face right now in Minnesota means they cut off all the welfare programs. I was in northern Minnesota up in Two Harbors and up by Duluth. There's people there that are missing out on these programs now because of what's happened down here with the Somalia and all the fraud. Yep. Now, that'll be a call for me saying, hey, some of these programs that when I've looked into are really good. We need to continue them and not wreck and not blame these people for what's happening in Minneapolis and with these other programs. So I'm actually doing that, and that's something that can be turnkey, I believe, saying, hey, we need to restart these and let this money come in.
Okay, got another one for you. I want to actually ask you two questions here. Barbara from Georgia is asking the question, what do you feel about the data centers and the surveillance cameras that people are protesting nationwide?
I've got to look into a lot more of that, but I'm against them right now. I'm totally against them. Unless somebody can tell me different, that's all I've heard is negative, 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 negative. But as governor, I would tell, and I would be very transparent with everyone, if there is any reason why there's some good there, or what would something would make sense, I would let the people of Minnesota know, hey, we have this part too, but I don't see it right now. I see, just like I see when those windmills first came in.
Yeah.
I'm so against the windmills. I was back 30 years ago. I said, this is disgusting. And, you get things like this that just destroy our landscape, environment, and now they say this with the water and stuff.
They're incentivized to no end, and the government's paying them mad money to survive is really what's going on with that. And then they accept it, and then it destroys the terrain, so on and so forth. Mike, one more question here. People, I'm seeing more than not justice. People want justice. What do you see happening if you become the governor with the Walls fraud, the Ellison fraud? If Flanagan's a part of it, we know Frey is a part of it. We know Hire was a part of it. What do you see if you become the governor? What is it that you would do as far as bringing justice to ensure that it would never happen again?
Well, first of all, I'm going after them head to head. If you guys go to lindellegov.com, you can find we had a 2-year investigation with Steve Simon and the Attorney General. And at that time, if you look up right now, Keith Ellison and Steve Simon. This has actually involved fraud during this election, criminal activity they had this spring. So you can check that out. But as far as all together, we're going after them for the fraud. Keith Ellison, Waltz, Ilhan Omar, anyone that's been involved, we're going to get, we're not letting them off the hook. And I don't believe they're being let off the hook right now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Remember, Keith Ellison attacked my Lindell Recovery Network for the last 2.5 years. I'm well-versed in fighting these guys, but they will go to prison under my watch if they were part of it, which we all believe they were.
Amen. Okay, so I got about 15 seconds here. Mike, how do people get behind you, support you? How do they go to your URL? What's your website?
Yeah, you guys, lindellegov.com. Please go there, support us, but what you can do these next 2 days here, share, go to any social media platform and find Real Mike Lindell or Mike Lindell and just share everything we're putting out because we're pouring the information and out right now.
Okay, amen. I appreciate you, Mike. Good luck in your endeavors. And we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll have you on again and we'll be talking to the governor of the state.
All right. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank you, my friend. Yep. Folks, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.